the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
Peter spoke up and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, Son of the Living God." And then Jesus said, "Flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you, but my Father who is in heaven." You see, revelation of who God is doesn't come through flesh and blood. It comes from the Father. Now, the Father may use flesh and blood as a vehicle of revelation, but he stands behind that revelation. He's the originator of it. I can talk to you about Jesus all day long and be going in one ear and out the other, and you have no revelation, don't mean nothing to you. It takes God to speak to you who he is. It takes God to pull those scales off your eyes. I don't have the ability to pull scales from your eyes, but God does. I don't have the ability to change your heart, but God does. I can talk to you all day long. You can, yeah, amen, yeah, yeah, and don't mean nothing to you. You have no revelation of what I'm telling you. I'm believing God that the Holy Ghost, he's the one that reveals Jesus. I'm believing that as I speak to you, the Holy Ghost is working in your spirit, and he's opening the eyes of your understanding. He's giving you the revelation that should be precious to you every time you find out. When I found out Jesus is a healer, that revelation was precious to me. When I found out he was a baptizer in the Holy Ghost, that revelation became precious to me. Glory to God. When I found out he was my provider, that became precious to me. When I found out he was a holy God, he wanted me to live that way, that revelation became precious to me. I want to be like Jesus. Where did that come from? I'm going to tell you, it came from the Father himself. That holy desire that burned in you. God said about David, he will fulfill all my will. That's what made him a man after God's own heart, because he was more concerned about doing God's will than he was his own. David embraced that revelation. He cherished it. He stood in awe of it, and he acknowledged that God is the creator and the possessor of heaven and earth. David understood that. His heart wanted to please God at all times. He meditated and praised God at all times. Just read through the book of Psalms, and you will see the heart of David. 7 times a day will I praise thee. That's one revelation that he got. I'm going to do it 7 times on purpose. 7 times. And then David got to a place where 7 times wasn't enough, that he had to change it and say, continually I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. That's somebody that loves God, talk about God all the time. You ever had anybody tell you talk about Jesus too much? They don't have the revelation. All you want to talk about is God. Do you have anything else to talk about than Jesus? Jesus this, Jesus that. Wake up in the morning with Jesus. I'm going to tell you something wrong with their experience. Do you know anybody better to talk about? Do you know anybody who's done more for you? Do you know where your blessing really come from? God knew that David would carry out any assignment that he gave him to the fullest extent. Everybody say, to the fullest extent. See, some people will go peace the way with God. Y'all know what peace the way is? It means not the whole way. It means I'll go part of the way with you. But there's a limitation to my following. I ain't going to follow you to the end. But I'll go peace the way with you. And you ought to be glad that I did that. Not David. He said, I'll go all the way. I will do the will of God to the fullest extent. I'll carry out his commands to the fullest extent. And if we're going to be men of God, If we want to be people after God's own heart, then we have to embrace that mindset that, hey, there's no limitation to what I'll do for Jesus. I will go with him all the way. You know, there's a lot of people say, I'll go anywhere you want me to go. I'll do anything you want me to do. I'll be anything you want me to be, Lord, but they don't mean that. Because sometimes he tell you, go down the street and witness somebody. I ain't going down the street. You go anywhere? How about going just around the corner? Boy, y'all got quiet right there. You just can't talk big words. You had to be a doer of them words. When you say, I will go anywhere you want me to go, that means anywhere. I'll do anything you want me to do. That means anything he wants you to do, you're going to do it. You have to have that resolve on the inside. And if you don't have it, you need to start working on it. And getting rid of all that stuff, that human limitation that's on you, and that human mindset that would make you put up resistance to God. Why? Because we're trying to save our own life when you really just need to let it go. And just say, Lord, do with me whatever you want. I'll be anything you want me to be. I'll do anything you want me to do, Lord. Just have your way. Now you're on your way to fulfilling all his will. You see, the Lord said, I'll raise up me a prophet that will do according to all that's in my heart and mind. Talking about Jesus, because we know Jesus did it. Everything that was in the heart and mind of God, Jesus did it. He didn't leave anything undone. He went all the way, even to the point of dying. Oh, he gave it all. Jesus knew that was the only way to accomplish redemption. It was going to cost him his life, and he did it. Thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we know that David had great determination and purpose. God said about this man, he shall fulfill all my will. Yeah. That means you have to determine what your greatest desire is. What is your greatest desire, determination, or purpose in life? What do you want to do above anything else? What is your strongest desire? Is it to please God? Is it to do the will of God? So let it be to please God. And you'll live a life filled with blessing and grace. Everybody say, Lord, my greatest desire, my strongest determination is to do what's in your heart and mind, to be obedient to you. Amen. Cultivate that. Work on that. Y'all hear these testimonies all the time. I just want to hear the Lord say one thing to me. What is it? Everybody say, well done. We all want to hear that word, well done. Some of us ain't doing too well, though. Well done, thou what? Good and faithful servant. That's somebody that'll do according to what's in his heart and mind. That's somebody that's going to fulfill his will. Well done, thou good and faithful. So either you're going to hear seven words. There's seven words everybody's going to hear. You're going to hear either those seven words, well done, thou good and faithful servant, or you will hear, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Everybody's going to hear either one of them. Seven words. The seven words you want to hear is, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You do not want to hear, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. You don't want to hear them words. That's seven you don't want to hear. Look like everybody standing before him going, he got 14 words. And he going to pick from the 14 which category you fall in. He got 14 words. Which one do you want to hear? I'll tell you what, if you didn't come in here... He won't hear everybody. Now, how many of y'all want to hear well done? See, don't nobody want to go to hell. Ain't nobody in their right mind want to go to hell. People that say, I won't go to hell, we're going to party. They're crazy. They are foolish. Don't fall in that camp. When you hear a man say, I want to go to hell, look, just run. Run! Get away from them. Because they got some devils. And I didn't say a devil. They got some. So the first one is you got to want and desire to fulfill the will of God so you can hear. Well done, thou good and what? Faithful servant. Everybody say servant. 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 Yeah. Does God call you? You may be a son or a daughter, but does he call you servant? It's better to be called a servant. And you look and you check it out for yourself. Everybody in the Bible that God used, he called them his servant. Some of them were sons and daughters, but he said, my servant. You have to have, as a son or daughter, you have to maintain a servant's heart for the kingdom, for the advancement of the kingdom. Amen. Amen. All right, look at 1 Kings chapter 15, verse 5. This is the second one. What does it mean to be a man after God's own heart? Well, 1 Kings 15, 5 says, because David did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, and turn not aside from anything that he commanded him all the days of his life, except only in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. So the Bible says that David did right in the eyes of God, except one thing, what he did with Uriah, which I told you about. So the Lord puts that in there. He said, look, he did right, but he messed up one time. God forgave him, though. Now, look at the characteristics here. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, not in your own eyes. The Bible says there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There's a way that seems right, but it's not right. So you really have to determine what is right in the eyes of God, that we would do right according to what's in his sight is right. Then it says that he didn't turn aside from anything that God commanded all the days of his life. In other words, David never stopped following the Lord. He never quit. He didn't let his lust for women turn his heart away from God like Solomon did. See, there's another scripture in the Bible says that Solomon allowed his wives to turn his heart from God. And the Bible says his heart was not perfect like his father David, because he allowed the women in his life to cause him to fall in idolatry. So if you're going to be a man after God's own heart, you can't be an idolater, you can't be a fornicator, you can't be a whoremonger, you can't be somebody that committing adultery. And then all these other sins that go along with that. David messed up. Yeah, he committed adultery, but he repented.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center. I trust that you've received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $5 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, just 2 blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord. Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill.